Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. We are live from McDonald's in Conyers on Highway 138. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan, Slim is keeping us on air out here. Dylan is doing the same back at the station. Got to say thanks to all the love from the city of Conyers this morning. We are having a ton of listeners coming up, saying hi, screaming out Mike's Mafia, a few Squid Nations here and there. I'm just kidding. It's pretty equal. It's actually
few and
a
far
bit.
Between.
I think it's pretty even at this point.
That probably is.
You two need to help me remember. I have to get my parents breakfast before I leave here today because I'm going to stay with them tonight since I'm going to be in Gainesville tomorrow and they're in Duluth. So, picking up breakfast from here. I told them I'd bring it since I'm going to be at McDonald's, and I know my mom loves the coffee here.
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe a couple of those sausage burritos I've been eyeballing for your pops.
Yes.
He strikes me as the kind of guy that will dabble in the burrito realm. So, yeah, man. I'll remind you because I'm getting food before I leave as well.
Okay, perfect, perfect. What are you going to be ordering, Mike?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I was just turning around looking.
The McMuffins are hard to turn down. Because it's such a staple. Like, you know that taste.
It's so hard for me to say no to a McGriddle. I mean, it really, really is. It's hard to say no to that. I don't really dabble in the bagel.
Okay.
But either the McGriddle or the burrito would probably be what's going down. Yeah.
Well,
it's going to happen.
If you are in Conyers today, please come out and see us. We'll be out here until 9 at the McDonald's right off of Highway 138. We would love to see you. Also, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, or the TuneIn app. It's free on all of them, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Joe Flacco and the Bengals rallied past Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers last night, 33-31 in the battle of the 40-year-old QBs. Now, Joe passed for 342 yards and 3 touchdowns as he won the game. Let's hear from Joe on some of his brand-new teammates.
Just with the simple things, not the fact that they went for 800 yards, obviously, but you could see it. And then today, what I got to see was just how a defense has to treat those guys. And if you don't treat them a certain way, they can hurt you. And if you do treat them a certain way, well, maybe we have some other guys that can get the job done. So you today, I think I got to see just the problems they create in general. Last week, we didn't do anything crazy, but you could see it. Those guys are different, and it's pretty cool to be able to throw them.
He was really bad in the first half of last week's game, and then in the second half, he started kind of figuring things out against Green Bay. In his time with the Bengals, and I say really bad, it's really not that bad. 550-plus yards of the air, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, over 60 completions, and his completion percentage is over 65%. No other person in NFL history has ever done that in two games with a single team. He's turned in. Look, I don't think this is a long-term thing. I think this is kind of a Ryan Fitzpatrick where I'm gonna have a month, and then let's hope that we can, let's hope maybe Joe Burrow's close or whatever. I just don't know if it's sustainable because of what they are defensively. You can't put up these numbers every single week.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I do think that when you look at Joe Flacco last night, and he's talking about Ja'Marr Chase, and I mentioned this earlier, like the most targets for a wide receiver for them for in this millennium, in the last 25 years. It's crazy, 23 targets. There was a point, and you talk about these guys coming open, and you talk about how good Ja'Marr Chase is, but I do have to blame the Steelers' defense at one point. I think it was the final drive when they do get into field goal range, or maybe the one before that, where you're like, okay, Ja'Marr Chase has been targeted like 20, 21 times, and there is a point in that fourth, late in that fourth quarter where there's not anybody within 10 yards of him. Like, how could a guy be targeted that many times?
I see that, though, but I also see a play where they literally they bracket coverage him essentially, and Flacco sees it, has one-on-one in the middle, and puts the guy up to bat.
Yeah.
And it's a completion. Also, can we give T. Higgins some credit?
Good stuff.
Because not only does he have a good night, but he makes the catch down the sideline on the, you know, whatever you want to call it, like a little go route, and he could walk in the end zone. He's past the defender, but he takes 3-4 steps, slides down to like the 6-yard line, that burns the rest of the timeouts for the Steelers. You kick the field goal, and they have what, one play left after the kickoff, and which was the Uncle Rico throw by Rodgers, which did make the end zone.
He did throw it over those mountains.
He juked a guy, did a spin move, threw it over the mountains.
Yeah.
And then the Bengals knocked it out of, they knocked it away. But give T. Higgins credit of the unselfishness, because he could walk in the end zone, and now the Steelers have over a minute left in the clock to go down the field on a bad defense. And yeah, he knew it. And in a defense and missing the best player on that team, which is their pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson, in a moment where you really do really, really, really need a good pass rusher.
Yeah, good call.
Well, I have a question for you guys about this game last night. Obviously, everyone was calling it the Icy Hot Bowl because they're both over 40, Joe and Aaron. There are rules now in place to protect the quarterbacks a little bit more. Is this proof that those rules are working, or are they anomalies?
I think that they're anomalies just from their style of play. It's not – And here's why I say that. We've seen Vinny Testaverde's in years past. We've seen guys that play till an older age, even before this latest round of them. I don't know that we'll ever see this again. Like, after the Matt Stafford's exit the league, I think that you're utilized so much in running games nowadays, and you scramble so much, it's become such a bigger part of the game that I don't know that we'll see anybody get that far down the road.
Yeah, first off, yeah, George Blanda's first season in the NFL was 1949. You know his last season? 1975.
Oh, wow.
So we've seen old men play before even Brady. But I think Mike is spot on. The evolution of the game and the evolution of now of the position where you're not necessarily dual threat, but just moving and the ability to move. Baker Mayfield might be the type of player he is, might be the real future of the position, where you're just mobile enough, you're shifty, you're scrambling, and not that they haven't been guys like that before, but that's kind of, I think, what a lot of people look for. Smart in the pocket, knows, has a good presence, can get out, make him play when you need it. I don't think, but I also wonder if we're not, the evolution of the game we're seeing is, how many freaking two tight end sets do we see these days? And I feel like for a time we went completely away from them, maybe like a 5 to 7 year period, you're throwing the football now more from those sets. The running back position is evolved, so all these positions are constantly evolving. But I also don't think you're gonna see, I just think the money in it now, I'm not sure if you're gonna see guys play that long anymore.
So the Saints, Alvin Kamara is addressing those trade rumors. Let's hear from him on it.
We talked about it, and we was like, we was looking at each other like little Spider-Man meme. Like, did I say something? Because I don't know where that came from. But I think I've been vocal enough that that I don't know where that came from. But I don't want to go anywhere, and I've said it countless times. Y'all know that. I think everybody knows that. The fan base knows that. And at the end of the day, it's business, you know. So, you know, I don't go upstairs, and I don't have an office upstairs.
Yeah,
I got an office in Charlotte at NASCAR, but I don't got an office upstairs, so I don't really sit in those meetings, and I don't really know what happens up there. I just gotta, you know, keep my head down, and you know. I don't know. If I was a GM, I guess I would go to the player and be like, hey, we're trading you, just so you know. So if Mickey come downstairs and say that, then I'm going to drink a pina colada.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've had a little nod to NASCAR right there and his affiliation with him. That's pretty cool stuff. He's been on every list that I've seen in terms of trades that may or may not happen throughout mm-hmm. the end of the season. I don't know that it's beneficial to either party, but, you know, he hasn't been the feature guy in a lot of different ways that he has in years past. But it's like Bo brought up earlier, he's coming off an extension.
Yeah, he's coming off an extension. I love Alvin Kamara as a like kind of like his attitude. And how he likes NASCAR. I know he's got some issues, but he seems like a fun dude. Like, his answer was fun. I don't like him because he's a Saint, but you know, that's the NFL player I don't like. He plays for the Saints. He's been a career Saint. He also played for Tennessee. I don't like that either. But he's a guy from Georgia, and he's open. He's outside of the game and showing what he likes. And you know, I mean, if he gets traded from the Saints, I'll have a pina colada with him because then I can like him.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully it's somebody that we don't have to see him play. And he is, you know, still the leading rusher for the New Orleans Saints, but Kendre Miller has stepped into a little bit more of a pivotal role here recently for that team. So we'll keep an eye on it.
And coming up, we have got Mike and Bo's picks for Man Up Monday. You'll have to own up to it on Monday. Also, Fair or Foul Friday, Drake London will have more receptions than the entire offense combined. Think about it. It's next with the Morning Shift live from McDonald's in Conyers off Highway 138 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker.
Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.